This episode of the Conrad and Jack Show is brought to you by PlayApod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit PlayApod.com and download for free.
And now, the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Just a paper boy. My paper is everything I'm not.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Gather round everybody.
I was trying to. You heard Conrad there, but he's not here. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Monday Morning Papers. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Casey, normally joined by Conrad. Conrad didn't show up tonight. Short notice, like always, always accompanying me if Conrad is not here, it's my man, Skin Man. What's up, buddy?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nice, boring, and uneventful. Happy to be here.
I left work and called. I was thinking, maybe I'll try my first ever solo show. Maybe I'll just light up the thing, record, and just see what happens.
That's a bad idea.
I know, but just see, like, one time, I think when Monday Morning Papers first started, Conrad did a solo show, and it kind of, he does a bunch of them, usually shorts, but it was a pretty good show. It was a dive inside Conrad, and I know we get that every week, but I thought about doing something like that, but then my better senses, some would say my spidey senses, kicked in, and I called Skin Man, said, what you doing? And he said, getting ready to jump in the shower, to which I said,
film at 11.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I said, are you recording it? No, he said, I had somewhere to be at 7, so. And I said, well, I knew it was short notice. Don't worry about it. I was just going to see if you wanted to do Monday Papers. He said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I said, well, you said you had somewhere to be at 7. I do. I can come over after. So I do my thing, got home, took the dog for, I call it a walk, but it's a run. Finished my running and then made some dinner and had a text from Skin Man. He was on his way. And that's where we are. What have you been up to, buddy?
Working on forklifts. That is about it.
That's it? Since last show, that's what you've done?
Yeah.
What's going on? Anything going on exciting in the kids' lives inside Skin Man? On the Conrad and Jack show, one thing we don't get is we get you, but we don't get all of you.
No.
And
no,
sometimes
part's a secret.
That's true. And sometimes we don't want that to come out.
Right.
And I know I don't say the kids' names.
Right.
Igor and Samuel.
Right.
But
haven't seen Aloysius.
Now
in
I feel
a while.
Bad for one of your kids if they listen, because they're like, which one of us is Igor? And I mean that.
We all know which one Igor is.
I don't. I don't know, but I didn't mean that in any offense. Since the last show, my daughter's playing basketball. Great game on Tuesday. She had most points she scored in a while, played a ton of time, played really well. Friday, played a little better school. She played good, still played a bunch. The team did not do as well, so there was not the same thrill of victory, but I think the girls love doing basketball, so they had fun. I did some Christmas lights over the weekend. I should have been done. I put off this job I had out in Marion, and I told Conrad about it last week, and he said, just go do it. I'll go do it. And I said, you just had surgery. And then that got to make me think what a puss I was that I was whining about it being cold and driving out to Marion to do Christmas lights. So Sunday, got up, drove out to Marion, did that. No, nothing real eventful. Had a guy come up while I was doing it and say, "What'd you charge me to put mine up?" And I said, "Well, where do you live? I'll come by and check it out." I said, "I kind of don't really want to be out long. It's Sunday. At this point, it was already close to 2, 1:30.
$8,000 later, you were done with his house.
I didn't have really much supplies on me, but he said he had lights. Said they were similar to what I was doing at this guy's house, so I would have some backup, not much. I'm to the scroungings. I haven't, you know, I'm done with lights. I don't want to buy a lot of supplies. My supplies are low already.
He made you wear something sexy while you were putting up his lights, didn't
he? Now, money's right, I would have, but okay, let's also go back. It's about 1:30 now. Cowboys game starts at 3:40 or somewhere like that, and I just wanted to be home. So I was like, if it's something real quick I could do in 30 minutes or an hour, I'll do it. And he's like, I said, normally my minimum's about 250, and I was just kind of joking, but normally that's about what my normal job is, up and down, whatever. It's kind of what I show up for.
Was there an extra 20 in it for you if you wore the Borat onesie?
Yes, I wear that when I do lights already anyway. So
nice.
That's why most people actually approach me about doing lights. But so he basically, it got almost to a heated altercation where he said, 250 my ass. And I said, no, that I'm not saying yours would be 250. I'm just saying normally there's enough lights out there and a little of me.
So he asked you, he approached you.
Yes.
And said, how much do you charge?
Yes. I told him normally about what I charge.
And he took it like a left hook in the eye.
Yeah, like I came to his house and just quoted him that. And he said, I wouldn't have paid you more than 100. And I said, sir, if you let me look at it and if it's worth my time. And then I said, you know what? Anyways, and he's walking his fucking retarded dog. I love dogs. This guy and the dog together were meant to be. Some dogs, listen, I love people, but there's a lot of dumb people. As well, I love animals, but there's a lot of dumb animals.
I love dumb people.
That's true. I do too. Normally, that's why we get along.
Right.
But sometimes, I don't know, the dog was like, kept looking at me like it wanted me, and not in a sexual way like I would expect most dogs to. In
bizarre.
More of a, like, I'm going to bite you, or right. If this guy wasn't here, please help me away from this guy. He's making me lick peanut butter off of. Anyways, so I no thanks, sir. That's fine. I really wanted to get back to town anyway. It's an hour and something back to town. So I'm in Marion, out by the lake.
Yeah.
So
that's all they really have out
there. I drive by on the way out, see his place, realize it's like huge front peak, why he wanted me to do it, and that it was worth way more than 100.
Like the very top of his house where the lights would go is like 40 feet up.
Oh, 30 feet, 28 to 30. My ladder's a 32-foot extension. Right. I have a 40, but I don't ever bring it because that's pretty high up.
Right.
But it's probably 28 to 30 feet. It would have been the top of my extension ladder at this peak. But then the whole house.
Nothing to hang on to.
It was a real nice house. They had like the wood beam openings. So yeah, there's like three places I would have had to set the ladder where I'm just. Nothing there, yeah. No backing, because it's all open. It's beautiful.
Be all up there,
unless you want to do the lights.
The
and then the whole house itself, anyways, was probably 12 foot all the way around to 14 foot, something like that. So I'd have to use it. Just it wouldn't have been worth my time. I'd have been there till 8 o'clock that night, and it just
right.
Anyways. So, what do we normally do here? I usually go to MSN homepage and we read some stories. That's one rule. Conrad said. Last time, well, you guys have it easy because you don't follow the rules and just stay on MSN. Well,
I don't reveal my sources.
We don't have to do rules. We don't do rules, but I'm going to try to do some MSN stories. I did have one or two. If you're listening, where are they listening?
Oh, Facebook.
Well, they're watching on Facebook, Monday Morning Papers Facebook. If they're listening, they're listening on Mixler.com/FalconFM.
Those ports.
Backslash. It's always backslash, I think. / I mean, it looks like a forward, I think, if you do it right. But if you do it the right way and do it right.
I do all my typing upside
down. I always say / I think it's / It'll, one way it'll work and one way it won't work.
Right.
But you should go there. You should sign up. Every time we go live, you'll hear us. You get to hear, well, I guess if you keep listening, what we try to do, a funny spin on the news? I don't know. Not really. We do it serious, I think, sometimes, and then sometimes the funny just happens.
It's serious until it isn't. Depends on the story.
That's true. Most of the stories we try to do purposely are not serious, because there's enough serious, sad news out there. If you want to hear Trump's a dick, or the Democrats are dicks, or they're all whatever, if you want to hear that, every once in a while, I'll give you my opinion on that. But for the most part, I try not to.
Once in a while.
I don't always, do I?
Once a week.
Do I give my opinion? Do I really? Is it that obvious?
I'm here once a week.
Is it that obvious that I'm
this
a liberal?
Week I'm here 2 weeks.
Okay. I don't even know what I am anymore, but I don't agree with what's going on sometimes.
This week, I'm going to be here for 2 weeks, so I'm not really
two
sure
shows?
How I'm going to do that.
You're going to be here for 2 weeks?
Yeah. This week, I'll be here for 2 weeks.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I got to figure it out, because I said I was going to do it. Now I got to do it.
You're failing one challenge that I gave you when
There's
we first started
on.
The show. Okay. But I don't know, 2 weeks in 1 week, that doesn't make sense.
I got to do it.
That's like 2 days in a day.
That's happened before.
That has happened?
Yeah.
I've had 2 days worth of stuff happen in a day.
That's how
but
it
I
happens.
Don't know if I've had 2 days of a day.
Yeah.
NASA Voyager enters interstellar space. That's a damn it. See, I was going to try to do a story. And then it was a stupid video. I tried to do a story from MSN, and it was a video that actually linked to Fox News. So
that's fake news.
Well, I don't know if it's fake, but it's.
I just like saying it.
Not real. Okay, it's fake.
That makes it real fake?
Police. Man freed from jail steals a car from its parking lot. Not off to a good start, but let's hear it out. Greensburg, PA. Police say a Pennsylvania man released from jail immediately stole a car from its parking lot. Okay, I'm going to go back. Not sounding good so far, but again, benefit of the doubt. Westmoreland County prison officials say the moment after a 36-year-old man, Thomas Lee Williams, was released, he attacked a woman in the parking lot Tuesday evening and stole her car. Hold on. With the victim's one-year-old in the back seat. The Tribune reports William crashed about 15 minutes later and ran into the woods where he was apprehended. So far, Renato was the kid in there for the ride. But again, we haven't heard the whole story. Police say the Pennsylvania man was back in custody Wednesday on a $250,000 bail. Both the boy and his grandmother were taken to the hospital to be checked out. So it sounds like they made it. Williams pled guilty on Thursday to dealing drugs and was ordered released Tuesday. No lawyer could speak from Williams.
Now, they told me that I was free to leave. I told them I didn't want to go.
Sir, we did release you from jail.
I didn't want to go.
But, sir.
I liked my cage. I liked my cot. I was set up.
Okay, you could have just got out and just, you could have got a little apartment or a little cage or a little cot and just, I mean, you didn't have to hijack a car.
I did because I liked the bars.
Why didn't you just punch the cop?
Because I liked the cop.
Okay. Well, what about the other cop?
Well, he brings me food.
Okay, but he wouldn't have brought you food if you would have just...
I didn't want to leave. I said I didn't want to leave, and they said, no, you're free to go.
Did you realize there was a kid in the back of the car when you stole it?
No.
Okay. Why did you crash the car? You weren't even being chased yet. Nobody had even known you stole the car yet. The lady didn't want to tell the mom of the kid that she left it in the car when it was hijacked. She was just going to find it later. She had you tracked on GPS, was going to come pick the car up later. Everything was going to be fine.
I was looking for a car chase.
Okay.
Before I went back home.
And you just didn't.
When I say home, I mean jail. Because I didn't want to leave.
Why did you run? Why didn't you just steal the car and then pull? I mean, why did you run?
The cops like to run.
No. They do. Actually, I'm going to. James, do you like to run?
No. No, I don't like to run at all.
Hey, Williams, do you like to run?
Big negative. Running, not my thing.
Yeah, see, that's. And I'm not going to lie, not a runner myself. Look at me. Okay, are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Big man.
Right.
Big man. Not a runner.
I told him I didn't want to leave. If I run, they keep me longer, which is what I wanted.
Sir.
We can't
lock up the system with people that just want to be here. I get that it's an easy, you know, hey. Three square and a
That's
cop.
Why I gave him a reason.
Okay. Well, I don't like it. I'm going to release you next week.
Well, I don't have that $250,000 for bail. So I'll see you next month.
For whatever reason, the lady that you hijacked posted it. I'm not sure. She said, first time I've been touched by a man in years. Left a number for you. Got a little cage in her basement she'll let you stay in.
No good.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's there.
Because O'Malley always brings me breakfast.
I don't get that. I don't get why you are released from prison. He was released on drug charges. Why do you hijack and steal a car? What is so important right there? Is it cold night? I mean, maybe that plays a fact.
I don't like walking.
I get maybe you wanted to go back, but I don't.
I don't like running.
And I get all of those
just
things.
Just like Johnson over there. Look at him. He don't like to run.
We had a...
I don't like to run.
We had an Uber for you. Waiting right there.
I didn't want to leave.
Would have took you anywhere. You could have went... Listen, you're a drug dealer, bro.
I wanted to go back to jail.
Did you not want to do drugs real quick and then go back to jail? You could have done something cool.
No, I'm trying to get out of that life.
Not punch this old lady in her face that's now into you.
The easiest way to get out of that life is to go back into jail.
It makes sense. Utah man accused of hammering ice pick through man's penis. Ouch. Salt Lake City. A Utah man has been charged with sexual assault and kidnapping after authorities say he hammered a tool resembling an ice pick through another man's penis during an argument. Hey, let me see your penis.
Nope.
Let me see your penis.
Nope.
Here's $1,000. Let me see your penis.
Hold my beer. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Boop. Gotcha. Ha. Tricked you. You didn't think it was a trick wall I'd be waiting behind. Pulled it out to pee and boom. Ice picked through the wiener. The 45-year-old Jason D. Magan? I don't know. Mon.
Did you say D's Baggins?
D. That is true. Jason D. Baggin. Let's go with that. That's actually better. Is scheduled to make a court appearance Wednesday in Salt Lake City. Online court records don't list that he has an attorney. Ha.
Oh, he's smart enough. He's gonna
I'm Barry McCackener.
He's gonna
and I'll be representing Jason D. Baggins for this event. You have him wrong, okay? Listen. It was an argument. Things didn't go his way, okay? Listen. Jason D. plays jokes. He gets it. He gets that jokes are funny. So he made a little fake wall in the peepee.
The Giants suck.
So he waited. He waited for the said complaint or complainant to be ready to take a peepee. When he did, boom! Pick at him. Funny joke. Funny joke. Barry McCockener likes it. Barry McCockener really likes it. So you see, he can't be guilty because he was only committing a prank.
I thought he was representing himself.
No, Barry McCackener stepped in. I'm taking the case. He's been wrongly accused. Wrongly accused of the crime he committed. Wrongly accused of the crime he committed. Court documents show that Baggins is accused of putting a gun to a victim's head and handcuffing him to a chair on August 30th. And not as cute as we tried to make it. The victim told police he was given the choice of being killed in the desert or having a nail driven into his penis. Kill me in the desert. I heard it's nice this time of year.
Well, it's a dry heat.
Are you shooting me in the head when you kill me? Or are you going to drive a nail through my penis to kill me?
Or is he going to shoot him with a nail gun?
That's true. Any of these, if they're fast and they don't involve my penis, I pick go. He says he went to the hospital the next day for treatment. The next day. I'm going the night of.
It might heal itself.
Yeah, I put ointment on it, officer or doctor. Yeah, I'm going to show you. It does look a little bit like I pierced it myself. It's not what it is. Guy drove a pickaxe through it. Check it out.
Thought it was an ice pick.
It was. It was an ice pick in the shape of a pickaxe. So check it out. Yeah, I know. I know it's actually clean. I know it looks pretty good. Some would say just go ahead and pierce it.
No. Halloween colors on anything is bad.
Yeah, it hurts.
You get the green and the orange.
It hurts. I probably should have came in last night. Went home. I'm going to tell you. Put ointment on it, okay? I soaked it in a hot pocket with ointment on it. It wasn't like a hot pocket. It had it sitting around for a day or two.
So the cheese was cooled.
Yeah, felt good.
I wasn't talking about the Hot Pocket.
Ooh, the problem is, so you see the rest of this? Hot Pocket felt real good. You ever seen American Pie? Have you ever got hard with a hole in your penis?
I don't think that was in the book.
Do you know what salami looks like when you take the second bite out of it?
Yes.
That's what I'm dealing with here.
The whole salami.
Yeah, this is what I'm dealing with. Yep. Like, see that part hanging off? Yep. That was me.
It was.
Can you fix that?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and amputate back to the spleen.
No.
And everything.
No. I'm going to get a second opinion.
Okay.
Real quick, do you want a bite of my Hot Pocket?
No.
Okay. The charging documents describe the case as domestic violence and says the men were living together, but doesn't explain their exact relationship. The safe word is pickaxe! Pickaxe!
I said ice pick. You keep confusing the safe word.
We got to pick a better safe word. Got to get a better safe word.
Well, we tried harder and that didn't work out.
This
at all.
Is what happens. Want a bite of my Hot Pocket?
Is that the new safe word?
Hot Pocket. Skin Man, what do you got for me? You had a couple stories queued up.
I do. In Asia, celebrities get punished for endorsing shitty products. Most celebrities jump at the chance to sign a lucrative endorsement deal. Why not? If anyone offered us a cool mill to be the face of rectal thermometers, we'd hop on that in a heartbeat. But does that mean we have to forgive celebrities for pending bad, irresponsible, or downright unethical products just to make a quick buck? Some governments say no.
Hi, I'm Tom Baudet. I'd like to apologize. Not only have I endorsed some great motels over my time, but I've recently endorsed Paul Newman's sleeping pills for children. I've come to find out sleeping pills for children isn't a good thing. People could take advantage of sleeping pills for children. Bad parents could put their kids to sleep for a long time. Kids come dependent on medications such as sleeping pills. I'm Tom Baudet. Leave the light on.
Thanks, Tom. In India, arguably the celebrity endorsement capital of the world, the government tackled this issue in 2016. We want to tell the celebrities to think wisely before endorsing a product.
You'll think a real wisey.
Who clearly had never met reality star in his life. Celebrities now have to independently investigate the products before they endorse to see if they have actual merit.
Hi, I'm a George Foreman. You might know me from such great products as George Foreman's Grill, George Foreman's Other Grill, and George Foreman Does Grills. I would like to apologize because I endorse Zoom. Zoom was a great product I thought would compete with iPod and iPad and all of the iProducts. Bye, George Foreman Grill.
Where was it?
George stopped by. That was cool.
That was nice of him.
These apologies. I got a couple more. I don't know. I'll just play them as we go.
Otherwise, they face a very public court summons and a hefty fine. So the next time Hollywood claims that 9 out of 10 dentists agree on the best toothpaste, they'd better talk to that rogue dentist first.
That's true. You want to always check more than your, you know, the 9 could have been paid, the 10th wasn't. The 10 could have been paid to just disagree. What if it was 10 out of 10, but you don't want 10 out of 10 because you don't want your product to be too good?
Hey, I didn't get paid for this. Did you? Number 7? What about you, number 4? Did you get paid for this?
Hey, who would have known water-soluble walrus penis wasn't a good product? I pimped it. I didn't know. You know, I thought it was a good mousse, a good shampoo product for the bathtub. Apparently, it's just a water-soluble...
All it did was disappear.
Well, yeah. It got angry, and then it disappeared. I think it was just a piranha. I think I just got tricked.
Of course, publicly shaming and fining someone for a fraction of what they make in an hour isn't very effective punishment. Looking at you, every CEO in the world.
That's true. I got fined $17.43, and I got paid $600,000 to do this commercial. So I think I'm all right. That kind of goes with the Brett Favre endorsing products without even knowing what they were story from the recent show.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting. What else? Is there more to that?
Oh, there is.
Keep going.
Keep trying. I keep trying. But if you want to up the ante, look no further than China. If a celeb there is found hawking shoddy wares, they can be banned from advertising anything else for up to 3 years, along with a host of their other restrictions. And it's hard to convince Nike to give you that big international ad campaign if you're not allowed to show your face to 20% of the entire human population.
That's true. That's a pretty good punishment. Hi, it's me, Fabio. I would like to apologize. I've endorsed many great things. I cannot believe it's not butter. I think that's how you say it. I've also endorsed many Daniel Steele sex novels. They use me on the cover. I'm beautiful. Recently, I did a spot for Stover's Mushroom Tip, Just the Tip, Quick Bites. I did not realize that they wanted Fabio to say just the tip many times in the commercial because it would sell to a sexier audience. So when I said, "Hi, this is Fabio, eat just the tip by Stover's," I did not mean it. But if you want to, eat the tip just by Stover's.
Thanks, Fabio.
He's sexy. It works for me. He's not any good. He's not attractive at all anymore. But he has got a beautiful voice now. He could just do voiceovers for us. Is there more?
I have another one.
Oh, you got another story?
Yeah.
What else you got for me?
Tons of chocolate.
Tons of chocolate
spilled onto Polish highway after a truck overturned. Now it's hardening.
So would that be a Polish road polished in chocolate?
It's like magic shell that you put on the ice cream and then it hardens up.
Uh-huh. That's what it was. So it's kind of like the M&M stuff. It melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Right.
So they got a bunch of fat kids out there licking it up, or
grab a cup and a spoon. Come on in.
Yeah, there's ice cream under there. Nope. Just pavement. Eat that spot.
Just eat the dirt out of the chocolate. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Hey, get some rocks. Soak it in it.
The tons of liquid milk chocolate covering a highway in Poland is hardening, blocking traffic, and creating a nightmare for cleanup crews. The chocolate spilled onto the highway near Slupka, Poland. Early when a tractor trailer transporting the chocolate overturned, the chocolate gushed across all six lanes on the A2, which connects Ponzan to Warsaw. It blocked traffic in both directions.
Hey, I'm here for the cleanup. Said to bring my buddies.
Okay. There's spoons on the table over okay. there.
All that chocolate there? All that's ours?
Yeah.
That's all of it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
I think we're out of ladles.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm going in head first. Mom, I'm going in. Tie the rope to me. Tie the rope. I'm going in the chocolate. You're nuts. Okay, I'm going in.
Videos posted to Twitter show excavators scooping the sloppy, sticky mess from the highway as traffic builds up. Meanwhile, the truck lies on its side in the median.
Sir.
Like a broken cow.
Aww. Hey, sir, stop cleaning that up over there. We got it. Listen, I know you got your fancy shit cleaning that up. I got me and four of my buddies. We've actually got a bigger section cleaned up than you. We've got this laying open. So if you'll get the fuck out of my way, maybe clean up over the grass. It's dirty there. We'll take the road. So, yeah. Hey, you, move. Don't drive through it, sir. Don't drive through the chocolate. Thank you.
The driver suffered a broken arm and was hospitalized.
We're not done, Ma!
Swiftly taken to Arklam Prison. No others were hurt. It wasn't known why the truck overturned. Now crews must deal with the massive mess. The cooling chocolate is worse than snow. Senior Brigadier Bogdan Kowalski of Slupka, Poland's fire brigade told reporters.
Yeah, we've had seven wrecks over here. Yeah, yay. I don't know. How do they sound?
Do we have someone there on the scene to report?
Yeah, let me hold on to Toki Tishinawi. Hi, how are you?
From Poland?
Yeah. It's a diverse town. We're on scene here. A lot of chocolate. Cars piled up for miles. We got a group of five guys over there. One guy yelling at his mom repeatedly. They're actually cleaning chocolate on one side. Truck, some big vacuum cleaning it on the other. Police arrested the man driving the truck for whatever reason. Yet to be determined. I don't think he was supposed to be driving a chocolate truck. His license was licensed for milk products, but doesn't speculate or specifically list chocolate. So
on site, are they out of spoons and ladles? Have they resorted to just using hot pockets?
Yeah,
spoons?
One guy's actually just scooping it up in the front of his shirt and eating it that way, kind of like a horse, the thing where they eat.
A feed bag,
yeah. So they've got a team of them. There's a couple people have stopped. We got people doing chocolate angels in there, like snow angels. It's kind of festive. If there was a DJ down there, I'd almost say this is a party.
Right.
I'm not going to touch the chocolate because I'm not convinced it's chocolate still.
Just get a couple elementary schools down there and a bouncy house.
I'm just saying going from...
That chocolate will be gone in 30 minutes.
Going from the stench, it's not chocolate.
Oh, it's chocolate.
Well, they're eating it. So this side of the road, this guy's puking over there. I'm not sure what's going on.
How do you move thousands of pounds of hardening chocolate off a highway? Hot water will melt the chocolate off the road.
Perfect.
It will take a few hours more.
Yeah. So they got. How do you get hot water out to a spill site? Yeah, we're going to need a... Yeah.
Well, they're just going to take another truck full of hot water and then overturn that.
I was going to say, was there a hot water truck following the chocolate truck to make hot chocolate somewhere?
No, this is not a Benny Hill sketch.
Oh, that would have been funny, okay? I like Benny Hill. What else do you have? Is that it for that story?
That is all for that story.
So, Milk Chocolate Paradise. Rob Kardashian is freaking out somewhere. Sad he lost the weight. Going to Poland to lick the side of the highways.
Your phone's dying, Captain. I don't know if that's plugged in on the bottom side. We running low on power. Skin Man's going under. Why Skin Man goes under? This is not the first time during a show Skin Man's went under the table. We've made some bets before. He lost a couple bets before. Let's see. Moose rings Alaska Holmes doorbell. A couple thought it might be an aftershock or some kids playing a prank when the doorbell rang on their Anchorage home early Wednesday. Kyle Schultz tells KTVA-TV he looked out the door and found nothing. He assumed some kids were playing Ding Dong Ditch. Schultz decided to check his security camera. Footage shows a large moose backing its caboose right into the doorbell. Ding! Ding! Hey, you guys got any food in there? Just a moose out here looking for some food. Okay, I'm going to go to another house. Kyle reports it's the only time since he's lived there a moose has rang his doorbell. Second strangest thing to his house being knocked over by an earthquake that recently happened. So, a little fun in the gloom.
Moose and earthquakes? That's a rough neighborhood.
That is. That's true. I would move. Not only if I was in Alaska to begin with would I move. Interesting story about Alaska. Gentleman walks into the store today. He didn't have to tell me he was from Alaska. I knew he was from Alaska, but he told me.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the thing about Alaskans.
Was it his buckskin pants that?
Yes. And his Northern Exposure shirt. Live 92. I didn't know what that meant. Northern Exposure tour. But he was one of those kind of guys you can tell. So there's two type of people that live alone or that are in solitude. When they come around, they tell you nothing. The other kind, when they come around,
never shut up.
They tell you everything because they have nothing to tell nobody else. So that's how I knew he was from Alaska, because that guy told, I know more about him in the 7 minutes today than I know about Conrad in the 2 years I've sat beside him. Okay? So I'm going to family dinner with him. He'll be back into the store. He's just in, needs some rims for a trailer he's building. So anytime I'm in Alaska, look him up.
Is he coming to the show Wednesday?
Yes, I invited him. Scott's going to bring him down.
Right.
So you had another story in there.
This one is the important one.
Is this the one we need? Okay, what do you got?
Why do flies suddenly appear every time you open a beer?
Why do flies suddenly appear every time that you open a beer? That's the best singing I can do. I'm proud of that. So
I loved it. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a beer cracked open outside must be in want of a couple annoying flies.
A well-known fact? What kind of beer are you drinking over there?
Founded.
Founded?
Yeah. I found it on the sidewalk. Run!
I just opened one, too. That's a lot of flies.
Yeah.
What brand of beer did you say this was?
It was a homebrew.
Yeah, you might want to leave this at home next time. A lot of flies.
Yeah.
Did you can this yourself as well?
Is there a door we can find, maybe?
Yeah, let's go over inside my shed, bud, where okay. I brew. Hold on. Let's go in there. All right.
Well, they're still out there, aren't they?
There's a lot of them out there. What did you use to make this beer?
Water, hops, barley, yeast, vodka, formaldehyde.
Did you happen to use any molasses?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
In the back of your truck, there's a big thing of molasses that says for homebrew. Did you get the wrong, maybe?
That's not my truck.
Okay. Did you make this beer?
No.
But it's homebrew. Somebody, okay.
Yeah.
You just found it in the back of that truck.
No, but I found it on the sidewalk.
Oh, you did say it was, okay, yeah. Your story's holding up. All right.
Of course, nobody really wants those flies, but still they come, following the opening of a beer like Monday flowers for the weekend. Now scientists have figured out how fruit flies have such a knack for magically appearing whenever a can of beer or bottle of wine is open.
I figured it out way before scientists. They're alcoholics.
Bar flies.
Duh. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to side toward a couple of the guys on the show. This is where we needed a scientist to tell us that.
Right.
You know? Why? Also, I know three other people that show up every time I open a beer.
Right.
So what do you call them? Alcoholics. So we're good friends.
I would have went with friends.
Company.
But...
Well.
A team based at the California Institute of Technology have published their results in the journal Nature Finding, which have overturned earlier scientific consensus.
So again,
sounds a little wordy.
That sounds a lot of scientific jargon I don't need. Listen, scientists, you want to get me on your game? Tack in words I can understand. Say things like the and K. And
there's a sign over here that says scientist convention, free beer.
Well,
maybe we should go check out some science.
That's true. That's true. They got the perks. They got the perks over there. Now, like, just talk to me like a human. Don't talk to me like you're smarter than me. I get it. You're smarter than me. Most people are. The guy at Quick Trip I talked to earlier, working behind the register, smarter to me, sitting on a stool. Yeah, smarter than me, okay? I get it. I go a lot of places people are smarter than me. I don't need the guy.
Yeah, I saw the same axe murderer up there at Quick Trip.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't need the guy that writes, warning, may cause cancer, to also talk above my head about beer flies.
Their study spanned thousands of experiments conducted over a 6-year period and discovered that, contrary to prevailing thought, fruit flies were in fact attracted to carbon dioxide and not repulsed.
Again, alcoholics. We don't mind the after smoke of smoke or the cigarettes.
Hey, this air is fine to me. I'm going to have another drink of this, whatever it is.
The study was led by Dr. Floris van Bruegel.
Again.
That sounds like a German alcoholic to me.
Sounds like a made-up name. Sounds like somebody thought, hey, you know what? I heard this guy's been writing these Dear American journals. Okay?
Those are actually facts.
Well, these are real incisive stories.
Right.
I'm just going to write a story. Here's my name, something smarty, smarty pants German, and I'm going to say things like Snoogle. Okay, I don't think he used that, but I'm going to say things like...
Fabric softener?
Yes, Snuggles. That's what I meant. Ha, I'm George Foreman. Zoom.
The scientific lecture about insects broadly shows that CO2 is a universal contractant, said Professor Michael Dickinson.
You know, this guy has just made me want to drink a beer. I'm not going to lie. I could use a beer.
Whose laboratory was used to carry out the research?
I'm going to need another case of research.
Yeah.
Yeah, another case.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, I know I got 13 friends in here. We're doing cases of research.
Just a pool table over in the corner.
Yep.
They've got darts.
Big screen over there for research. We got a fridge full of research over there, so come on in. Yeah, that poll is to entertain people while we're doing research. So grab me another research, bud.
So
make me a double research.
If this is fly research, why do you have the game Centipede?
Well, that's another joke. That was another research product. Vodka and centipedes. Guess what? I can outdrink some. Beat it again. You know, it's day six of a beer that the flies are really the worst. It really is. Day six is when they all start gathering right around. They're making fruit over there. They're making fruit right there on the beer, you see? Those are flies making fruit on the beer.
So, these scientists, they're doing what we do every week.
They're getting drunk.
We get together. We open a beer.
Yeah.
And then we talk about stuff.
Inevitably, someone leaves one unattended too long. Maybe they've had too many. A fly comes in. Hey, bud, you're going to finish that. I don't speak fly. So
we call it a podcast. They call it scientific research.
Yes.
It's all the same.
We've been doing research for years.
It's still bowling night.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Cards they just, or they whatever your
wanna,
thing is. Yes.
They just don't even want to come out and say it.
Hey, guys, what are we going to do?
I completely quit reading the story because I've
guys,
I've
what
caught them.
What are we going to do this week? Well, the wives, they're getting on to us. We're going to have to come up with something better than we're checking out how cards fly through the air tossed left-handed, okay? They're not.
Well, that's just because Jerry's cheating like a bastard.
He
we
is
can't
a,
play cards anymore.
Jerry's a sumbitch. Jerry, he got $4,000 off you last week, though, Bo. I'm just saying. Got an idea, though. Let's do a research project. Get this.
Is that when we poison Jerry?
No, we've been doing that one for years. Oh. That's why he's lost his hair. That's why his life's falling apart. He's been sick. Yeah, he can't. Remember, he can't hear out of the left ear because of that. I was just making sure I was talking to his left ear. Jerry can't hear shit. Say something to him.
Watch. I thought he was just a jerk.
Yeah, see, you say something to his right ear, he hears you. Left ear, Jerry. He don't even know I'm talking to him. Yeah, so we've been doing that for years. But for this one, what we're going to do, college is going to pay for it. Listen to this. Call it research. We're going to see if flies like beer. But you can't just have one beer and you got to try multiple types. All your mixes and your brews and your micro brews and your macro brews and your back brews and your neighborhood brews and your bathtub brews and your attic brews and your basement brews and your kitchen sink brews and your hot, whatever the thing that makes hot water, tank brews and your...
Just narrow it down to swill.
I don't know what that is. Your trash can, brew. People make it out of trash in trash cans and bags. I mean, just whatever your brew is, okay? And then we're going to see flies like it. So, free beer, Wednesday nights, 9 to 11. There's five of us. We sit around and we talk about dumb shit. People listen. They laugh. They like it. No, that was a plug for the Conrad and Jack Show. Wednesday nights, 9 to 11 Central. We sometimes go a little longer. Find us on Playapod. Monday Morning Papers is recently on Playapod. Download the app. We're on CastBox. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We are everywhere you find your podcasts. Go find Conrad and Jack Show. Go find Monday Papers. Go find Passenger Seat with Darby McDurbin. I got a story here. December 10th, we're getting closer to that time of year. Last time we were together, we talked about Black Friday and all that. Teacher who spoils Santa will not return to school. I want to know what age group, but we'll read. Montville, New Jersey. School officials say a substitute teacher who told first grade students in New Jersey that Santa Claus isn't real will not be returning to the school. Mr. Smith?
Hey, I told you kids to sit down. Yeah, you know what?
Mr. Smith, hold on. Over here.
There's no such thing as Santa.
Mr. Smith.
I told you to sit down. You got the truth. Now sit down.
Mr. Smith, my mom said if I do my homework and I listen real good, that Santa's going to bring me all my stuff. And
that's true.
Well, then you said Santa's not real. Santa is real. You take that back. I like Santa.
Well, yeah, I'll bring him in right now.
You know Santa?
Yeah, he's out in the hallway.
What?
Go look.
Santa's out in the hall?
Yeah, go look.
Come here, I'm going to go see it. Hold on. Santa wasn't out there. There's nobody out there, just the janitor.
That's because he's not real. Now sit down, like I told you.
Mr. Smith, you're not very nice. NJ.com reports Montville School Superintendent Renee Rovter confirmed Tuesday the teacher will no longer work in the district after the incident Thursday at Cedar Hill School. Rovter declined further comment, saying the issue is a personal matter. Well, the personal matter, your kids are going to be crying tonight. You know why? Because I told them Santa's not real.
Yeah, Mr. Smith's an asshole.
Hey, guess what? Easter Bunny's not real. Ha! Guess what? Hulk Hogan's not real. Oh! What else? What else you want to know? The New Year's fairies aren't real.
So was he, did he lose his teaching license? Or
what? No, just he won't be teaching in the district. Officials say the teacher debunked other holiday characters, including the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, not real, Elf on a Shelf, not real. Rovter previously said she was disheartened by the incident and that childhood wonders associated with the holidays and traditions is special to her. The substitute's identity has not been released other than Mr. Smith. So, Mr. Smith, I'm torn on that. So, obviously, he's wrong as shit because Santa Claus is real.
Right.
But other than that, just because, you know, like, I don't believe in a lot of shit this guy does, you know, maybe. I don't know what he believes in. I wish I did, because then I'd be like, not real, you know.
Right.
But he already knows that, you know. He's that guy that, you know, like he's watching a card trick and he tells everybody, he's like, he just pulled one out of his sleeve right there. See right. It? Left arm, sleeve, seen it, dummy. You know,
there's a hole in the table.
Yeah. Look, there's a hole right there in the bathroom stall.
There's a false back in the box.
Yep. Yeah. You just pulled the little slide right out of the hat. That's how the freaking bird flew out. Yeah, I can slide it in right there too. So, yeah, Mr. Smith, F you, dude. Second grade, I think, is when you tell them. When did you tell your kids? Did you? Do they know?
Oh, I never
have. Have you told Igor yet?
Nope.
Not Sanders either?
Nope.
Well, I think Blaze knows. She gets in the holiday spirit. Isaac, he knows. His was, I think Blaze's, I don't remember. I think a TV show told her. I think just her watching something, and then she came out, and I remember saying something about Santa, and she's like, "You're not real." Freaking Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana told me not real, duh. But like Isaac, I think it was something. I don't remember. It was something going on, and he was.
Yeah, I found out last year.
That's true. I remember when I told you, not real.
Yeah, that
I remember
was, that was pretty a good move.
Yeah, but, that was actually on the show last year, and I'm like, "Hey, guess what I got you for Christmas? Santa's not real." Postcard, you know. So I didn't even know until that point. I just thought it would be a funny little bit. Got any other stories?
Oh, speaking of funny little bit. Oh,
well, I like funny. You know, well, looking down, you know.
Man falls down mine shaft, kills 3 rattlesnakes to survive 2 days.
Well, we did do this one. We did it on the Conrad and Jack show. We actually named a, when you read me the title, I probably could have told you, but you read it differently. He was on some land. We did it on the show. You were pretty drunk that night.
Just that night, no other night.
No, you don't. No, you're not part of my Alcohol Anonymous Club. You've never showed up once. Keep sending invitations. We did that one. He was on. He was down there. His buddy was supposed to check on him. If he wasn't back within a certain time, buddy waited an extra day. Not very nice.
I remember that now.
Yeah, we did the show. We called it Man in a Hole.
Yeah.
So that was the name of the show. If you go to the PlayaPod app and download a show, I believe it was just a month and a half ago, 4 or 5 shows ago, called Man in a Hole. Download it. We did a whole skit. It's better than what we could come up with, so we can't do nothing on that. Let's go see if I can find another MSN one. Everything is about Trump right now, and I really don't care. I don't care about celebrity love stories. We got to do, I love Meghan Merkel. But it's just, it leads you to down a rabbit hole. More Trump. Coldest and warmest cities in every state. I think I could answer that. So that's not really. Can you find me something top 10 or something like that to go on? Just type in top 10 top 10s or something. Earlier we did a little bit on a couple celebrity endorsements. I was on a site earlier. And there was a couple pretty funny ones. Drew Merritt. Well, that was not funny. Okay, so maybe only a couple of them were funny. I guess there's one Jessica Simpson for Proactive, but she was actually allergic to it. I was just trying to find some products and some celebrities that endorsed some bad things. Does anybody remember Crystal Coke or Crystal Pepsi? There was a couple.
Pepsi Clear.
Yeah. That Crystal Pepsi as well.
Right.
I miss Randy Savage. I don't know why. I just so.
New Coke. Do you remember the New Coke?
Yeah, that was one of the products on here.
That
they
tasted like an abomination.
Yeah, they didn't.
What do you see?
Slim Jim. Slim Jim. Slim Jim! These little statements. Everyone, Slim Jim!
Hope that doesn't get us kicked off the Facebook, but, you know, those were the greatest commercials ever.
Right.
I didn't even eat meat, I think. For a large portion of those, and that was I bought Slim Jims just because Randy Savage told me to snap it to a Slim Jim, right. And then he started rapping. Oh my God!
Yeah, his raps were the best,
Bobby.
But he wasn't going for comedy.
E contributed with Bobby Brown's "Mo Betta Butta." That is great. I did love that product. What else you got for me? Any other stories? I got another one if you don't have nothing.
I'm looking.
Oh, these are the time in the show when there's a little lull. We needed one more story to go out on. Let me type in
top. I had it, but it was old news.
10 top. Let's just say top 10 lists. Top 10. Do, 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 do. All these are stupid. I just want top 10. Sport. Let's just say drinks. All time. I just like to do these mainly to, I don't know, just to talk crap on them, but I can't find a good list here. So that's making it crappy. Skin Man's struggling. Number one soda of all time, Coca-Cola. Number two, Dr. Pepper. Number three, Mountain Dew. Seeing Conrad drinking a Mountain Dew today. Number four, Pepsi. Five, Sprite. Six, A&W. What's wrong with you? I actually like A&W. Seven is 7-Up. Is that ironic, don't you think? Do you think that they just made 7-Up? Like, no matter what this list was, 7 was going to be 7-Up.
Well, they put it in Seagram's.
7 and 7. And, yeah. Well, shouldn't they be 14 then? Or 7 minus 7 be number 1? I don't know. 0? 8, Fanta Orange? I don't know. I don't really drink a lot of soda. My list would go probably, of all time, would probably go Sprite number 1. Probably me's Orange anything number 2. And then I had a time where I did Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew, but at this point, I can't even drink either one of those without getting almost gaggy. So,
yeah, all I'm finding is political news, and I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Well, we did have a reaction to last week's show. I want to play it for everybody. We're getting feedback every week. We appreciate it. Some shows a little better than others. Some just always great. I mean, you get me and Skin Man together in a room. You get a camera rolling. You get audio going. Skin Man gets all the way up in that mic and tells you beautiful stories. We hope you enjoyed it. We always try to make you laugh. Sometimes the failure is the funnier part. And this was actually some of the response we got.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. Died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
So we've had a good, I mean, those same guys, every week. I don't know. I call a different number. It's like that survey thing. Those are the only people that pick up. I have this list of like 6,000 numbers of people they say listen. I call them. I don't have an automated thing set up. We're not big enough. I don't have assistants. I feel like I am the assistant sometimes. So I call these people, and that's the only people I can get to respond. Well, as always, we appreciate you stopping by. Oh, you got something? Skin Man knocked on the table. He's got a mic in front of him. Could have said, hey, but he did not. He's polite.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Interrupt away, man.
In Europe, cashiers are allowed to be comfortable.
They shouldn't be, but everybody's comfortable in Europe.
Most American store chains refuse to let their employees sit while on the clock. When one woman decided to buy stools for the exhausted-looking Safeway cashiers in her hometown, her generous gift was refused. Safeway claimed that sitting on a chair could potentially expose employees to injury because part of their job requires them to lift heavy objects, laundry detergent, frozen or fresh turkeys, live cats and dogs.
Hey, here comes the hot pocket!
Flying hot pockets.
Which is fair. We've all lost loved ones who died trying to pick up a bag of kibbles and bits while their buttocks weren't flexed.
That's true. My grandma, that was actually how we lost her. So it was.
But this standing for safety idea is directly opposed to OSHA's findings on the subject. Thousands of employees are injured every year as a direct result of standing for most of the shift. One extensive British study officially found that a seat should be provided, enabling operators to have a choice, which is exactly why I'm in Europe. Cashiers are always allowed access to stools or chairs, go-karts, motorbikes.
Real quick, you said before the show you called a friend and said to listen.
Yeah.
It was your boss, and you're just trying to convince him that you should be able to sit down more often, aren't you?
I work on forklifts. There's always a chair on a forklift.
That's true, but I still feel like this was a setup.
I've even got a kindergarten mat. I can lay underneath the forklift and take a little nap.
Well, I know I feel bad when I go into my local Quick Hut and get gas and chew and all that, and they're just standing up. I'm like, would you like to sit down? Some of those places, the people that work at them sit down too often, and this may be the only 8 hours a week they stand. So, and I feel like in a lot of gas stations, you don't want to be sitting because you're an easier target. Right?
Well, yeah, you got to be able to duck down behind the counter when they're shooting.
Exactly. If you work in a certain area of town, I think, you know, I don't know if, I don't.
Let's just say Oaklawn.
Okay, yeah. Or Oakland. I mean, or Detroit.
Anything with oak in it, yeah. Just don't go.
Well, yeah, but there's probably some nice oak places. Oak Hill Drive sounds nice. Up in the Hamptons and Oak Ridge. Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, they're not gangster. Yeah,
I'm not going to hang out with those dudes.
Oak Ridge Boys are kind of the gangsters of the Ozarks. I mean, that's actually what they used to tour on when they used to tour with Tech N9ne. So that's actually facts you only get here on Monday Papers.
Yeah, I know Rednecks and Fire. I don't have to go to every party.
And Blue Rock. You do know Blue Rock.
I don't have to go to every party.
But you know every redneck party has a fire.
Yeah.
That's... What you didn't... We didn't do a... I didn't do a date or anything. That's not really my thing anyway. Today's 12-10... Actually, I did it with a story earlier, but today's 12-10-18.
You're the dog.
You're the dog. And I wrote on this paper the other day, Day of the Bear. I just woke, I don't know, I rolled into work, I wrote the date on the top of the paper, and I put in parentheses, the Day of the Bear. And Conrad's seen that at some point in the day, and he's like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm like, nothing really, I don't know. I think I was pretty baked when I came into work, or I don't know. And he's like, no, it means something. You're up to something. What does that mean? He's like, what? Day of the Bear. And I could see him. And like 45 minutes later, he looks over at me and he's like, Day of the Bear. And he's still, I don't know if he's listening now. He won't listen because we do a better show without him, he thinks. I miss him. I hope he's back next week. I love doing the show with you. We're going to do a show. Anytime he's not here, me and you will be doing it. Well, anytime anybody's not here, me and you are doing it. But doing the show. You got anything else?
Oh, just that the cashiers are more pleasant to be around when they're well-rested.
I guess, I don't know. Do you hang out at gas stations when you go? Do you give a shit? I mean, are you the type of person that...
Not really. There's no chairs for me, the customer, yeah, there.
And I have to wait in line sometimes for ups to 3 to 5 minutes.
And there's no benches for sitting and waiting.
And I say 3 to 5 minutes. It's usually like 45 seconds to 2.5 minutes at tops.
Unless you're waiting on a hot seat, that can take
that's
like
true.
10
like,
to 15
that
minutes.
That would be something. One thing. Over there where they make you your fresh food, if they had like a stool or something over there, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Or a little buzzer, I'd go sit outside on one of their benches on a nice day.
That'll
Ideas, Quick Trip. We are sponsored by Quick Trip. They're listening always. Also, like to think of a couple of our other sponsors. Barton's Charcoal Filtered Vodka, Crystal Light with Caffeine, Ozarka Natural Born Water, always Dasani. And then I did have, can't do that one. Nokia, a new sponsor we've got recently. So catching on. Everybody, I appreciate it. Tell a friend. Share. Listen. Wednesday, 6:30 starts Mexico's Music Corner. Good music, good times. Good lead up. 30-minute break. 9 o'clock, Conrad and Jack show starts. I sit right about here. Mexico sits right about here. E sits
Speaking
right there.
Of Mexico, at 6:30 Wednesday evenings, there is Mexico's Music Corner. You call or Twitter in, send a message.
At Mexico TCJS, at CaseyGun13.
And send him a request, and he will play your song.
Or, if he doesn't like it, he'll make fun of it and then play a good song. So that's also an option.
If it's a song that he hasn't heard before,
he'll play it.
He'll give it a chance.
He'll play about anything. And then he may stop it partway through.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to check that out.
That happens. I used to, when I did my show, I'm thinking about bringing it back. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of stuff lately. It's been busy, but that would happen. I had a few of my own listeners. It was kind of a cool little thing, and I've actually been getting a little clamoring. We miss you from my three fans. But that was one of my things. I took a lot of requests and kind of played whatever. And then sometimes would poop on it. I mean, that's, you know, or not get it or stop it. Or and then people thought the same of my music, too. But guess what? Start your own show.
Well, speaking of pooping on things, if...
Hi, Gump.
To those of you that have listened through our whole show this evening, you know, just tell somebody. It's like these two goons think they're funny. And I can't believe I listened to the whole show.
I made it through. And also, hey, go find us on Facebook, Monday Morning Papers. Go find us on Twitter, also at Monday Morning Papers, at CaseyGun13. That's KCGUN13. Weird little alter ego thing. I don't know. But go there. Send us some jokes. We'll just sit here and read your jokes. If you want something funny and you're listening, you're willing to listen, but you got a funny joke that you want to hear Skin Man tell? Send it.
Tell the joke about the dogfish.
Tell the damn ham one.
No, there was the dogfish.
Fucking mashed potatoes.
Yeah, so, you know, send us a request. If you find a funny story, go to it. Say you want to hear us read it. You want to hear, I don't know, you want to hear Fabio do a take on it? He'll come along. You want to hear George pitch it. Tom Baudette, he'd come by. Hi, I'm Tom Baudette. And I'd like to apologize. Tom Baudette, the sleeping pills for children, I would like to apologize for. But that was really Tom Baudette's apology. I'd just play them, like the Brett Favre one. We didn't record it. We just played it.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Monday morning papers, y'all. It's the paper boys. Paper boys. Fresh news, y'all.
I dropped my Hot Pocket.
He dropped his Hot Pocket. Thanks for listening. It's Monday morning papers, y'all. We're doing stories on MSN, y'all. Thanks for listening.